in obstinate debate and argument. When you realize that a person is not prepared to accept the truth, maintain silence, do not become insistent, and do not argue with him. If this is besides commanding good and forbidding evil, if someone is commanding good or forbidding evil, then if he has to tell someone something and that person is not willing to accept what he has to say, then he should rather maintain silence and not engage in arguments with and quarrel with this person. Abstain from statements in which there is neither dini benefit or worldly benefit. We already mentioned the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam: "Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir falyaqul khayran aw liyasmut liyasmut." That if that person who believes in Allah and the last day, then he should speak that which is good, or he should remain silent. So if what we have to say is of no dini benefit or no worldly benefit, then we should rather leave it out, rather keep quiet, instead of engaging in useless talk, especially in Ramadan and the last few hours that we have left of this blessed month. We should not engage in futile talk or futile activities. We should use our time constructively. Do not curse or speak ill of time or age. Time is by saying time is baseless, or cursing time, or swearing time. There's a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that one should not swear time, because Allah is the controller. Allah is in control of time. So in actual fact, when we are swearing time, or when we are cursing time, or saying bad things about time, then we are, that curse or that swearing is going towards Allah, the controller of the time. Do not praise those who are not upholders of the deen. Abstaining from praising them should not be construed to mean permissibility to hold them in contempt. It is not permissible to despise them, nor to adopt a holier-than-thou attitude. So those who are not deeny or who are going against the sharia, then we should not praise them in any way. Rather, we should make sure that we make it clear that we do not accept their actions, and those are contrary to the sharia. May Allah grant us tawfiq. Subhanallah. Bihamdihi.